From what we know, I've been corrected. We have 180 billion left in the high level wallet, not 300 billion. Most of that went to soft costs and reimbursements. The fact of the matter is that we are getting fucked as far as soft costs. When we built up this space in preparation for Dominion, we believed that it was going to be necessary for us to have a lot of outposts because outposts are easy to defend. It is. Unfortunately, the costs that CCP implemented are so high that essentially, with the R64 crash and the spike in technetium, which we ourselves have no access to, we're just not having a net positive income. So since Dominion, where we had a war chest of about 500 billion ISK, we're now down to 180 billion ISK. So if you want to talk about the liabilities of our space, that's where it stands. That's where the money went.
A few people have asked this question. Is Cartoon aware of our situation?
I have no idea, and honestly, I don't have his phone number.
He is not. Nobody knows how to get in contact with him. Yeah,
he
has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, he didn't leave anyone with contact information, or else we could have simply called him up and said, hey, Cartoon, we need some money, or perhaps you should try to get wallet rolls. Actually, before he left, I repeatedly went after him and tried to get him to give me wallet rolls on GHSC, but apparently while I can be trusted to destroy the Alliance with a button click, I can't actually get out the big wallet because I might steal the ISK. I don't even know.
Right now, Goonfleet is being run by our official Chief Operations Officer, XTTZ, quasi-authority figure guy, Mitani, and the rest of us full directors. So there is a leadership in place. It's just a kind of CEO.
And hasn't for like a week.
Why not Venal? It's better rats, moons, and plexing. And I think the answer to that is Syndicate's a shitload closer, and it's a lot easier to set up there and then figure out where we're going to go.
It's actually a very good question, and we did discuss this. First of all, it is our ancestral home. If we're going to manage to pull ourselves together, we're going to do it in Syndicate. Second of all, like I said in the speech earlier, we are going to have a poll once we get settled in Syndicate and decide our next steps. Syndicate is a relatively shallow region. It's going to be fairly simple for us to figure out where we want to go next and if people want to stay in Syndicate. If they immediately want to invade conquerable space elsewhere, which personally I think is a terrible idea, but who knows. At this point, there is no reason why we can't have a degree of democracy in determining where the membership would like to go once we get ourselves safe, once we get our assets into NPC Delve, and once we get those assets out. Right now is obviously not the time to be holding polls and questions and where do we go and what do we do, because we've seen in the past when you ask those questions at a time of great crisis, people fall on themselves fighting and panic and get confused and everybody evacuates to Empire and it's a huge clusterfuck.
Let me clarify what Mitani's saying right there. It's not really a democracy. What he's saying is he wants you to post a lot, and we'll read your posts, and then we'll tell you where we're going.
It's like a Freedomland democracy. How about that?
Can I make a quick point on Venal? Is that if you go to Venal, it's not like there's going to be any moons or any open space. It's still moon held by the NC. It's care-bared heavily by the NC. There's no targets except in pure blend. So it's not really an IP. Place to go if you want to actually do anything.
Goons should, in theory, most of you should be fucking wealthy from living in Delve for the last year. If you're not, you're lazy and you did something wrong.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily blame the membership for that. Some people don't Jew when they don't feel like Jewing. Regardless, let me just go over our NPC options so that the people understand why we came to the Syndicate decision. There's only a few options, right? Curse has angel rats, and we all know what those are like. Stain is pretty much, in my mind, the only logical competition to Syndicate. The problem is that Stain is very far from Empire. It's going to be very difficult for us to get set up into, as opposed to Syndicate, which, as we all know, is right by Orval, right near Revelier, very easy to get to several hubs. So basically it came down to a choice between Stain or Syndicate. Curse was off the table, and as Freeze just explained, so is Venal.
Quick question. Will the Y-2 and 1-S caps be reimbursed?
We need to figure out what the fuck is going on with that. I think that our obvious obligation to the capital pilots is to reimburse those. There was a recently instituted pile of red tape regarding reimbursements within the last couple of months. Brynna unfortunately got blamed for a lot of that, but he did not institute that policy. and the process of checking wallets and checking APIs and all this other crap really slowed down that when you had CCP eating kill mails. So I would like to take the money that we have once we get at that and once we get safe to reimburse all of those lost capitals, yes.
That's a long answer. The short answer is yes, we're not going to leave you high and dry. We have the money, you'll get it. We just don't know when.
Another one that a lot of people have been sending, what does this mean for the directorate? Is there going to be a big shakeup, especially CEO and CFO?
Well, technically speaking, we don't have the ability to just fire Cartoon, and we don't have the ability to just kick Rape Train. So until Cartoon gets back, a lot of things is up in the air. However, personally, if Darius Johnson would like to return and lead us in a more stripped-down type of alliance and syndicate, I would herald that.
Or any good candidate. This is still sort of, we're figuring it out as we go.
Regarding move to syndicate, how will we refill the corp wallet since there's not that much there to make the corp money?
We'll burn that bridge when we come to it. We have 180 billion ISK in the wallet plus 80 billion ISK that we managed to get from the COO wallet. And the thing to remember about NPC spaces is that there's no upkeep costs. It's essentially liability free to us.
Yeah, I'll just say we won't be needing to buy anywhere near as much POS fuel, which, along with self-cost, were 99% of the outgoings.
How fucked are Euros regarding EVAX, given that it's the prime time for pretty much all of our enemies right now?
You're not.
We managed to have a 160-person fleet in Euro just from Rebellion, and we had a fairly substantial turnout from Goonfleet. While initially speaking, you're going to see large turnouts from it, as long as you manage to stay up late one or two nights, like tonight, for example, would be a good time, now that we have 500 people in this channel. You can probably get substantially all of your assets out within the next week. We will be running EuroOps when we can, and also, even once we do relocate to Syndicate, we will be coming back to Delve periodically within the next month or two for scheduled breakout ops.
We're going to try to keep this going, but you know people have that natural tendency to be all, fuck y'all, got mine, so you're better off doing it sooner than later.
All right, here's a question. A lot of people are asking why we're throwing in the towel on Delve so quickly and not even trying to fight for it.
I would refer those people to the first section of my speech, which is essentially exactly why Delve is fucked. If you don't understand why Delve is fucked, I can't help you. That's the consensus between myself, between XTDZ, between a lot of the... I mean, nobody knows more about Sov than XTDZ. And probably quite a few people haven't fought as many strategic wars as I have over the years. And if we say, look, this is not necessarily going to be a recoverable thing, you know, you're just going to have to take our word for it or disagree with it. It could have been salvageable, I think, today if we had managed to, or at least we could have slightly pulled things out of the tailspin, if we could have managed to destroy the TCUs and the suicide op that we had today in JL and Null. But without JL and Null, we have no cap fleet, and we have no market hub, and we have no subcap hub. That's why.
We don't have the infrastructure to defend.
Yeah, we don't have our defensive advantages, we don't have bridges, we don't have anything that will let us move around the region and get all the shit that's now tied up free. And now that they all have TCUs down, those stations go into reinforced and IT's prime.
You can't control Delve without controlling Null. It's not possible. Just waiting for Null first.
What happens to Rebellion and Zaf now?
That's a very good question. Excuse me, that's a very good question, and I don't entirely know. Obviously, we would prefer to have Rebellion and Pulsar with us. Pulsar is welcome to continue with us as we go on our journey. I don't know how well they're going to be able to defend things as they are. It's a tough question.
How do we plan on living in Syndicate with the thousands of goons we have right now?
Hilariously.
I expect that the Syndicate situation is going to be quickly resolved. There's a lot of people who really want to live in Syndicate. There's a lot of people who have nostalgic views of the place. I myself have nostalgic views of the place. Either we adapt or we decide once we're there that we don't like it anymore. Like I said, we're going to have a poll. And once that happens, we'll decide what our next step is. That next step might be to take different space. It might be a step to go to different NPC space that can have a higher population. Essentially, we'll burn that bridge when we come to it.
Right now, NPC Delve is where we're going. Syndicates is something we're thinking about after NPC Delve. We're going to go to NPC Delve and then look around and consider where to go.
How will this affect your speech at GDC 2010, Matan?
I don't think it really will, except to add an additional layer of irony, because all I'm talking about is spy stuff.
What happens with us and Groon when we move to Syndicate?
Are we neutral to them?
I actually have no idea. This is just a question that's being asked repeatedly.
We shoot them.
Hogarden gets really angry.
I mean, they're goons, so we have our goony bond with them, so we might play with them. We haven't been in talks with them, though. I mean, all this shit, the sky fell not even 24 hours ago, so we're still kind of picking up the pieces from that. We will talk to Groon, and maybe we'll shoot him, maybe we'll fly around with him, who knows.
I'm going to tie these two together. Will there be any corp run, like Jump Freighter or Rorqual stuff to get larger assets, such as towers out? And for people doing that on their own, should they go towards Agile or towards Syndicate?
I would say that initially speaking, you should probably put things in Conid for now rather than going all the way to Syndicate, because it'll be a lot easier. We haven't set up anything regarding a corp-sponsored JF evacuation, though it's not a bad idea. Like Zastra said, the sky fell not too long ago, so we're really just trying to pick the pieces up, as it were. That's a good idea, though.
Regarding what's going to happen with the staff, I can answer that, if you can hear me, guys.
Yeah, I can hear you. Finish.
Yeah. Basically, I run SAF. It's a dictatorial alliance, and it's pretty much freedom inside, but still. We have options of going to some close friends with us. We are pretty much safe. We have most of our substantial assets of post assets safe in Empire as of 2-3 weeks ago. So most of the members have most parts of their assets already in Empire. We are not attacked by any SAF, so our members are perfectly fine. We have a good alliance wallet. And most nearly all of our members love flying with Gunflits, so we'll try to continue doing that, as that's what we enjoy to do right now. So I do
he said Gunflit, not Gunsworn.
Both. Doesn't matter. It's the same thing for us. What we'll try to do is find more available FCs among more allies, so we can keep this up 24/7. We do have an issue where we are actually in 3 time zones. That's why you see 20-30 SAFs, but we are actually in 3 time zones all the time. So we have a lot of killmans during the day, but we are not many in the fleet per se each time, so to speak. But we'll continue doing what we do best, fly with our allies, and grow a future. We're already talking to Sapperwork and talking about options future ahead of the Syndicate. But I don't think I should sit here and tell everyone what the future options are right now. Gunfleet is and Gunswarm is going to Syndicate, so we'll leave it at that. For now, I think it's best.
One thing I want to add, there's no rationalizing this. We're not going to become a wolf pax or... I mean, some people are happy that we're freed from the shackles of SAV, but, I mean, the reality is we just lost Delve all. Well.
Question, how did we fuck up the calculations on SAV costs so horribly?
I don't think we fucked up the calculations, because essentially this was... Ray Train's portfolio was to put stuff in the wallet, and he just fucked off for a while and didn't, and oops, shit happened. The other thing was is that most of the calculations that we were making pre-Dominion about trying to get up a war chest, we weren't really calculating things. We were like, we didn't know what the SAV costs were going to be until like 2 weeks before Dominion hit, and they kept tinkering with them. You can remember there was a lot of controversy about the blog that Chronatus posted.
What's the deal with supercaps? How many of them were lost? What about people who had given you the money to build them if they're fucked now? And should people who are saving up for supercaps keep saving? Will we be doing that anytime soon?
That's not a Mittens question. XTDZ, you want to take that?
how I can feel that, yeah. People who've given me minerals for supercaps can contact me. No supercaps have been started yet. Some people have lost minerals, some people will get them back, some people will get everything back, some people won't get much. I'll take those privately. As far as the future goes, I can't say. It's far too soon.
Is this Trisbic's fault for not auditing Nier? And I was going to write a dev blog or a goon blog, whatever, about this, but I'll answer it now. It's my fault for not being more aggressive in getting roles to actually audit things, and not getting those roles is Cartoon's fault. So yeah, it's kind of my fault.
You actually can blame all of us. I mean, I had access to see that there were soft bills coming up, but everyone was just sort of, oh, you know, that's Nyarth's thing. He pays attention to it. He would not let all our soft bills come due, right? And so everyone sort of ignored the warning signs. The only warning sign we get, I'm not sure if you realize it, we get a dead mail, and it says you're not going to have enough money to pay your SOV bills. And it pops up all the time. We get like a million SOV mails and dead mails and shit all the time from just being directors. So it's one of those things where it just goes in one ear and out the other. Nobody noticed it. There's not like a big flashing light and siren saying, oh, you don't have enough money, haha, fuck y'all. But nobody was looking at it at the right time.
Also, in my defense, I did specifically ask repeatedly for access to the wallet and GHSC, and both times, or many times, either told no or just forgotten about it. And on the same page, what punishment will there be for Cartoon and Nirt?
Again, like we said before, we can't exactly punish them because we can't necessarily seize control of the corporation. Cartoon is the CEO, and CEOs have absolute control.
There was one.
The rest
one
of that
question
will have to be decided when we get back.
Also, another thing, we do get the dead mail that says there's not enough money in the thing, but you just get one dead mail, and it happens like once a day. You don't get dead mails, like we didn't get 30 dead mails saying 30 systems are about to lose SOV. We got a single dead mail and a sea of dead mail.
According to the thing, it says we're supposed to get a dead mail every 4 hours. Did we not do that?
According to the thing, it says you're only if you have the accounting role, you get it. I assume full directors get it as well.
Yeah.
I know I didn't.
But it's not like you may be thinking, it's not like you have 30 system bills coming up, so you get 30 dead mails. No, there's just a single little dead mail that pops up and hides among all the other ones. That's why it's so easy to miss.
Full directors get probably on the upwards of 150 to 200 notices a day for just random crap.
Yeah, and that's...
Yeah, that's also what happened with Legion of Xdeath, is they didn't have enough money in their wallet. When you have a full directorate position or something like that, you end up, there's only a maximum of 500 notifications that you can get, and they fill up basically inside of 2 days. And so what happened was, is once they had those 500 notifications, they stopped getting mails, and so they didn't even get those notices saying, hey guys, look at this, and then they lost all their shit. Sort of like us.
All right. Yeah, I have full
I think that's quite
director
enough
in
excuse
an
making of one kind or another.
I get like
people
a jillion mails
about
a day.
Fucking like mails and whatever. Nobody gives a shit. We fucked up.
And
ourselves.
Also,
so
yeah, a lot of us have been running our little directoring thing from Jabber for a long time. We log into alts and stuff to do whatever. We don't sit on our full director characters all day long, just waiting for notifications. You can hold that against us if you want, but that's why it's easy to miss notifications. Shit doesn't pop up out of game.
That's
related
enough.
To the...
We have 500 people.
I think there's one more important
one. We have 500 people on this channel. Okay, go for it.
If Cartoon doesn't step down, do we reform Goonswarm or what?
We will deal with that when we come to it. We can't answer that question now.
And is Xdeath getting invaded right now?
They also immediately got attacked as soon as their soft dropped. All right, now, we have 500...